This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Our responsibility as followers of Jesus Christ is to bear witness of Him before a watching world. Our enemy doesn't want us to do this, and if we do, he doesn't want us to be effective at it. Jesus told the disciples in Acts 1:8 that after His ascension, they would receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on them, and they would be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. This should be translated, "You must be witnesses to me." Depending on your relationship with the Holy Spirit and your dependence on Him, you will be either a positive and effective witness or a bad or ineffective witness. Paul knew this very clearly as he went into the city of Corinth. Listen to 1 Corinthians 2, 1-5. "When I came to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence or superior wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you, except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power." When writing 1 Thessalonians, Paul reminded them that our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power and with the Holy Spirit and with deep conviction. A verbal witness is important. But without the anointing of the Holy Spirit, it will not have power to bring deep conviction in reaching people for Christ. If these programs have been meaningful to you and you want to review them further, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.